Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Juana Stanescu, who is a designer in New York with a firm named Family and is giving a keynote speech at NeoCon next week. Juana, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's good to talk to you. I have done some background reading on you, and what they tell me is that you're well-known for merging pop culture with utilitarian design. And you have an interesting background. You were born in Reseda, Romania, and you now live in Harlem, New York. And last year, you taught a class at Columbia, and you've been involved in some really interesting projects, like the floating swimming pool in the East River. I've got several questions for you. Next week, your presentation is on Wednesday at 9 a.m. It's one of the three keynotes. So why don't you give us a little preview of what you're going to talk about?
Yeah, sure. I hope it's not too early for everyone. I'm actually very excited to be at NeoCon. What I was going to talk about was I was going to introduce ourselves a little bit and talk about how our office came together and why we started doing design and especially approaching design the way we do. And I'll do that by using a couple of projects to kind of illustrate what our core philosophy is.
I know that, like I said, the design firm is named Family, and I've read a quote that you've said that design is an intimate process, and it's very important to be yourself. So is that one of the reasons that you named the firm Family?
We didn't have a good reason to name it Family at the time. It kind of came by chance. My partner, Dong, he's very keen on finding names all the time. So we were going through a series of really, really bad names, and the moment he said Family, intuitively, both of it. I said stop, and then intuitively, we both knew that's it. So we didn't really articulate it much at the time, but frankly, we felt, I think it's fair to say, that it fits our process and our way of thinking really well. We always joke that at the end of the day, we're fighting a lot when it comes in the office in terms of you're fighting for ideas in a really productive way, but at the end of the day, you're still having dinner together. Mm-hmm. So we like to think of the office at the end of the day like a family.
So with this background of being from Romania, one of the key questions to ask is what motivated you to get into this career focus of being an architect?
I got into architecture actually by chance. At the time, especially in Romania, professions were fairly limited in the sense that most people would be, or most parents would be excited if you became a lawyer or a doctor or an economist and maybe an engineer. That's what was on the table. And I got into architecture because a friend of mine was studying at the time, and frankly, the main reason was because I had no idea what an architect does. I mean, obviously, I knew they're designing things and buildings, but I didn't know how everyday life of an architect looked like. Like, do you go to an office? Do you go to a site? Do you build? Do you draw? What do you actually do? And that idea that it's not just a job that just, you know, makes you sit behind a desk or work in a factory all day, the fact that it entailed this kind of big mystery was something that was very appealing to me. It intuitively, I think it turned out that it was getting actually even better in reality than I anticipated, because it allowed me to, you know, at the end of the day, live in New York today, but also travel all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I think, in essence, why I had that intuition is I was drawn to sort of freedom from a professional point of view, mm-hmm. of finding the way you want to work and configuring your everyday life from a professional point of view in different ways. The profession turned out to be even more exciting than what I could have ever imagined at the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, design is about inspiration. Are there certain things you do that get you in the mood to be a designer?
Yes, very many. From art to music to actually nature, just taking walks or going for runs with my dog, who I probably talk about way too much. But uh-huh. I think oftentimes, especially when it comes to my work, inspiration comes when you least expect it, and most of the times when I'm not thinking necessarily about architecture in itself. So I actually think in creative work, just being able to clear your brain to forget sometimes about the exact issue that you're dealing with and just try to, you know, get inspired from different sources. I love going to museums, to art galleries, yeah, listening to music, going to shows, theater. So just looking at other creative industries or other artistic kind of endeavors, I find it very inspiring. And I'm always trying to learn from other work that inspires me.
Mm-hmm. What is some of the work that you're the most proudest of?
Well, frankly, I think it's probably the project that we're most known for, and it's still the closest to the core of our mission, and that's the Plus Pool, which is the world's first floating water filtering pool in the East River in New York. Mm-hmm. Partially because it's a self-initiated project, so it's something that we just believed in and we put it out there, and it kind of started having a life of its own without even a client on board. On the other hand, it's a very civic project. It's for everyone. It's open to the public. It just helps people engage with the city and reclaim a part of the city that was unfortunately long forgotten almost. And third, there's the environmental aspect because it filters the river water and it draws the attention. We're basically developing this technology that draws attention to very urgent matters that unfortunately cities around the world all deal with but also tend to ignore. In a way, we're trying to say by that it's not something that we have to live with, but that it's something that we can change. We don't have to take polluted waterways as something granted, but we have to reclaim this kind of huge wealth that the city has.
Mm-hmm. How many years has the firm family been together?
I mean, we started working together actually 10 years ago, but officially family launched, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. And you've never been to NeoCon? Until this year?
No, it's really embarrassing. I've never been to NeoCon, but I'm really, really excited. I'm actually very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you recommend that designers work the show, because it's a building with many stories. But I'm sure you've been to other shows like Milan. How do you work a show like that, Milan?
Yeah, I've been to Milan or to Art Basel, Design Miami, other shows, and what I find is oftentimes difficult is with some of these shows they become really overwhelming because there's such a wealth of information. So what I usually do is the first time I try to kind of pace myself, but I just walk purely intuitively through the whole show to see kind of what draws my attention, what sticks out, and really just go, just kind of feel it out. And then usually I come back a day later and have a lot more kind of pointed or direct mission where I go to certain places that I found interesting the previous day or if I'm looking for certain designers for certain things.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to seeing your presentation next Wednesday. Again, been talking to Juana Stanisco about your keynote speech next Wednesday at 9 a.m. in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.